Good evening, Stupa fans. It's Psych Radio, and we're back at it again. I can't tell if this is Stan Lee or Sean Connery. Anyway, welcome back to Psych Radio on this June 28th, 2026. I am your host, Psych Bomb, and it's very good to be back with all of you again. I was going to do news this week. I like doing news, but unfortunately there has been very little in the way of good news. So I figured it would be best to avoid that and instead keep things personal. Unfortunately, on the personal front, there hasn't been much good news either. But at least it's funny bad news. I was outside today, and I was sitting in the shade. The sun was kind of coming up behind the house, and I was in the shadow of it. Actually, in fact, I was never in direct sunlight. I was always in the shadow cast by the house. And in spite of that, I got sunburned off, I guess, the reflections of the light that landed on the grass in front of me. I really have no idea, but I am scorched pink. I look like Majin Buu. It's rough. Being bald to the point where I took a photo earlier today and the glare hit a perfect 6Fs on the hex code. Because I am that bald, despite the impressive feat of being able to cast Krillin's solar flare, it does mean that I have an incredibly burned scalp that some hair would have dampened a bit. But fortunately, you know, it doesn't seem too bad. I got the aloe vera gel, quite soothing, and I'm expecting to make a full recovery within the week. Still got a minute in news time, so let me talk about a game I've been playing lately, Final Fantasy XIII Lightning Returns. Now, first off, what year is it that I'm playing Lightning Returns? Second off, why didn't anyone tell me this was, like, the best game ever made? I mean, it's incredible. Like, it's... I don't want to gild the lily, but it might be competing with Stranger of Paradise. It's close. Either way. Either way, we got some lighter fare, I suppose. We got about 15 minutes of, like, music that'll make you feel all right, and then I'm looking to just crush you in the last 45. So to start things off here, we've got a little King Crimson later in their career. We got The Cranberries, and we got Paul McCartney.
Thank you. Smoke a pipe and discuss all the vast intricacies of life. We could jaw through the night, talk about a range of subjects, anything you like. Oh yeah. But we always came back to the song we were singing at any particular time. Take a sip, see the world through a glass and speculate about a cosmic solution. To the sound, blue guitar, caught up in a philosophical discussion. Oh yeah. But we always came back to the song we were singing at any particular time. At any particular time. For a while we could sit, smoke a pipe and discuss all the vast intricacies of life. Yeah, we could jaw through the night, talk about a range of subjects, anything you like. But we always came back to the song we were singing at any particular time. Yeah, we always came back to the song we were singing at any particular time. Take a sip, see the world through a glass and speculate about the cosmic solution. to the sound of guitars, caught up in a philosophical discussion. Oh yeah. But we always came back to the songs we were singing at any particular time. Yes, we always came back to the songs we were singing at any particular time. Yeah, yeah. We always came back to the songs we were singing.
That was King Crimson, The Cranberries, and Paul McCartney. We come now to the first of what I imagine will be a few IQ tests of tonight's show. At the very least, this is in relation to being a music understander, being someone of sublime taste. The next three artists coming up are They Might Be Giants, Wilco, and The Flaming Lips. Now, on the bottom end of this bell curve, you got a guy. They Might Be Giants is the best one. In the middle, you got a guy, The Flaming Lips is the best one. And at the very top end of the bell curve, the very highest scoring individuals, they go, They Might Be Giants is the best one. Really, kind of a strange history with They Might Be Giants. Obviously, hit a very big break in a lot of cartoons and things directed at young children. I believe they did, they did some theme song for some cartoon, in addition to all the Looney Tunes stuff that they did. Very storied communist past from They Might Be Giants. Don't have time to get into all that tonight, but you can certainly glean a bit of it from this song coming up next. They Might Be Giants, Wilco, and The Flaming Lips here on Psych Radio.
I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I destroyed the bond of friendship and respect between the only people left who'd even look me in the eye. Now I laugh and make a fortune off the same ones that I tortured, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I look like Jesus, so they say, but Mr. Jesus is very far away. Now you're the only one here who can tell me if it's true that you love me and I love thee. I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. Yes, the world screams, kiss me, son of God.
Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love, our love, our love is all we have. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping. Your voice is smoking, last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
That was They Might Be Giants, Wilco, and The Flaming Lips. Now, those of you who don't have level 3 RYM head clearance may not be permitted to pass this next checkpoint for your own safety. I am about to name drop a lot of musicians, and I expect you to go, oh, from reputation alone, because we only got so much time in the show. So, coming up next for you on Psych Radio, we've got two very strong artists who are going to be united by a similar theme of loneliness and isolation, though with two very, very different outcomes in the trajectories of their career. So first off is Purple Mountains, which was the stage name of one David Berman. David Berman also, of course, was, I believe, the frontman of Silver Jews with two other members from Pavement. And quite obviously were a very, very beloved team. And when it came time for Berman to go off and do his own work with the Purple Mountains under that moniker, he didn't get very far after the final release of his album. He did unfortunately struggle with a lot of mental health issues and was not able to overcome them, and he took his own life back in 2019. And also joining him here, Neil Young. Now, I don't know how much you know about Neil Young, but Neil Young is perhaps one of the most based men alive. And, you know, you can see a lot of parallels, even, God, 50 years apart between these two albums. A lot of parallels of that loneliness and isolation and, you know, just how it can splinter off into such drastically different directions between two, I think, very, very talented artists whose long work and legacy and all that speak for themselves. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. Purple Mountains, Neil Young, Psych Radio.
I want to be tantamount to cordial. person, but I don't know how to do it. She can't make it to her car without making a new friend. She's a small town superstar, everybody hollering her name. She's making friends, I'm turning stranger. The people on her end couldn't make it plainer. Sometimes I wish we'd never came here, seeing as I'm held in such disdain. Friends, I'm turning stranger. I see lots of normal men yearning to obtain her. I'm a loser, she's a gainer. That's one thing I wish there's danger. Stranger.
That was Purple Mountains and Neil Young. I've got a few more tracks lined up for you tonight. I think I might have time, maybe, I doubt it, but maybe I can sneak one more track in, but I don't think so. So we might have to make do with what we've got and what my original plan was, which is that secretly I have been intending all along to turn you into Ween fans tonight, the way a vampire might suck the blood from a person to create a thrall. I plan to create a new army of Ween fans who unironically throw around their slang phrases like, get down with the brown, or... I think they explained the brown means like fuzz, like noisy instruments, and they keep insisting it's not scatological, but I somehow, you know, when it comes to Ween, I just don't believe them. Now, the interesting thing about Ween is that I imagine for a lot of people, the primary means in which they've engaged with Ween has been through SpongeBob. And, you know, it's quite odd that they managed to pull Ocean Man for the credits of that movie. Not odd in the sense that they couldn't do it, but I believe that Ocean Man sits right next to a track called something like Watch Out When I Swing My Big Dick or something like that. It's very much not a family-friendly album, and I imagine a lot of kids who wanted the Mollusk, which is what that album was, and, you know, then proceeded to get in trouble thinking it was just going to be fun SpongeBob music. But, you know, despite the reputation that Ween has, it is almost kind of a scarlet letter. The brand of being a comedy band, that's perhaps, like, the worst thing someone could call you, because at that point, people essentially have carte blanche to no longer really respect you or what you're doing, and to insist that everything you make is a joke. That's a label you really can't get out from under, as if you're labeled as a comedy band. But I think Ween, despite the fact that the critics did latch on to that label and did appropriately, I guess in the context of what a critic is expected to do, they did slam the band, but there is a massive, massive sort of cult movement of audiences. You know, critics put out the hit on Ween, like that Gotti movie that sucked ass, and they said it was like a secret hate campaign to kill, or like Mind's Eye. What is it with studios doing that, just saying critics are trying to like get them dead? Either way. Coming up next for you here on Psych Radio, we're going to try and close out the show with this tonight. We've got Mac DeMarco, we've got Lowe, and we've got Ween.
Heart to heart.
days we were together, to all the time we played a part in each other's lives, heart to heart.
Just make it stop. I could tell the whole world to get out of the way. If I could just make it stop. If I could just make it stop. Breaking my heart. Get out of the way. If I could just make it stop. Close to the edge, I'm at the end of my rope. The rope is starting to thread. I'm trying to keep my hold. You say I'm something I'm not, but I'm not what I seem. Get my back off the wall. If I can just make it stop. If I can just make it stop. Tell the whole world to get out of the way. If I could just make it stop. If I could just make it stop. Breaking my heart. Get out of the way. If I could just make it stop. The knot, we can get where we're going. If I could just make it stop, if I could just make it stop, I could tell the whole world to get out of the way. If I could just make it stop, if I could just make it stop from breaking my heart. Get out of the way.
Thank you.
was Mac DeMarco, Low, and Ween. Do we have time for one more? We can squeeze in one more real quick. Right before the end here, let's do one last Ella Haber, Through Blood Like Kin.
Of the loves that I have known, and all the lessons had clear in the skin that I have grown. I put down all my weapons 5 years since the clay split, and I could feel the change. Spend time kicking doors in, wondering where I have been, and I sang all there is to sing to build myself up and get through some stuff to be free of the sting. And I fell in love with my best friends, redrew myself and kin that would last, not love that would end. I cried out for love, extracted from bone, stretched over skin. Now these uncharted loves, they flow through my blood, they flow through like him. Now these uncharted loves, they flow through my blood, they flow through like him. Now these uncharted loves, they flow through my blood, they flow through like him.
That was Ella Haber for one final song to close out Psych Radio, and this has been Psych Radio. I've been your host, Psych Bomb. I hope you have a wonderful evening, wonderful day if you're part of our Japan crew, and I will see you again, same time, next week. Take care.